Wow, it's getting hot out there. Now, when it comes to installing roofing systems, temperature does make a difference. In this episode, let's talk about some of the ways that temperature can make a difference during the installation. Hi, this is Daniel Laxtons, and you're listening to the Roofing Business Builder Podcast.
Go ahead and hit subscribe right now and click like and hit the bell so that way you'll be notified when another amazing episode comes out.
Business Builder Podcast, brought to you by Roofing Business Builder, the program. Now, if you need a coach, a commercial roofing guru to help you, then remember, this is the right program to be involved with. Roofing Business Builder is affordable, and it will help save you tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in mistakes that you could make, and I'll speed you up so you can get to making millions of dollars a lot quicker. So join Roofing Business Builder today. All right, so in this episode, we're talking about temperature. Temperature can make a difference because, you know, like in the wintertime, things can be really cold, but you can't put a screw through material when it's too cold, otherwise it'll crack the material. But what about now that maybe it's warmer outside? How does temperature make a difference? Well, in today's podcast, I'm sharing one of the weekly wins calls that I had with my customers that are part of the Roofing Business Builder program. And so we can listen in to some of the things that we discuss when it comes to installation and temperature.
To get started with our mindset practice, that's the beginning of what we're going to discuss today. We always talk about mindset. And so today I'd like you guys to focus on this intention that my team can do anything. My team can do anything. You might even say, well, but Daniel, I don't even have a team. I'm just doing this on my own. Maybe you've got a couple of people, but you really do have a team when you think about that. You have different ones that you're mentoring, but you do have a team. And I think most of you guys have several employees. So in this case, though, a lot of times our team can sometimes let us down and can be discouraging. But if you hold this intention that my team can do anything, then you're more likely to draw that into your reality. So try to hold this intention, because in reality, if you don't have a team, then visualize the team you're going to have in the future. And remember, the team that you want to draw into reality can do anything. And so you're going to have an awesome company that's growing and growing, and then you're going to grow an awesome team. Now we can get into our technical training. So I was wanting to talk a little bit about temperature. We're going to be getting into summertime. So when it comes to your products, we know in the wintertime, it's a different temperature. Well, when you are taking these products out to install them, temperature makes a difference on whether that product's going to go down properly or if you could have an issue. And so there's even another thing between looking at the contrast between summer and winter. There's also morning time, and then there's the afternoon time. So the temperature changes sometimes drastically within about 20 degrees just from the morning till the afternoon. Well, how does that affect drying time? Say if you're using a fully adhered system, drying times are going to be slower in the morning because it's cooler out. Whereas in the afternoon, you have to work a lot faster, sometimes four times faster, because that product is going to be drying super fast. So this is something I want you to keep in mind and to disseminate down to your techs, your installers, that we have to be sure. So if you're in a situation where you need to control that temperature, you can put it inside a truck if you need to keep it cool, or you can actually lay that material out in the sunlight to warm it up. So there's many techniques, but I just want to bring this to your attention as far as technical side. And then how about prospecting? This is important. I want to encourage you guys to continue to work at automating your sales funnel. So that means that when it comes to inbound leads, how are those leads getting to your sales reps? So is your customers able to schedule online? See, that's automation. Someone have to talk to them, or could they actually go online and schedule that? When that happens, does that process then get shifted into your CRM? And then how about the follow-ups? Because how many of us forget to follow up? I'm in the same boat, guys. So when you have your follow-ups automated, where then you get a message from your CRM that, hey, we've got to follow up and talk to these people. We can track how well we're doing as far as units sold, you know, all that stuff is then calculated. But this has to be done into the system where it's automated, and that way it saves you more time. And also these reminders for the reps to follow up those sales calls. So be sure to keep working at that. If you don't have it down to precision yet, then this is a reminder. Let's get to work on that.
And now it's time for Did You Know? Did you know?
Did you know that when it comes to temperature, just a few degrees from the morning time to the afternoon time can really affect your calibration on your walker welder. If you're welding a bunch of deck sheets with a walker welder in the morning and it's 60 degrees, well, you may go to lunch. When you come back, you need to recalibrate your walker welder. Now, 60 degrees just to 95 degrees can mean that you may have to adjust it somewhere between 10 to 15% to ensure high quality welds. Now, this makes a big difference. You know, when it comes to your welding, we not only want the weld to not break apart, we don't want a cold weld, but we want a strong weld. So even the temperature that we're using can weaken that weld to the point where if a storm came, well, that's where the storm is going to yank on is those seams. And that's where the failure in the roof system can happen. So temperature can make a big difference no matter what, whether it's wintertime or whether it's summertime. We have to consider, sometimes we may have to lay out different materials to warm up in the wintertime. And sometimes we may have to put materials in the shade. So that way when we're sinking a nail into or a screw into the material, it doesn't just tear the material apart. So this information is here to help us all to deliver a better quality product with our service. And that way we can grow our businesses, maintaining amazing relationships. All right. So that's pretty much it for the Roofing Business Builder podcast. I appreciate you all so much. Feel free to leave a question. You can, you know, if you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to ask questions or leave a comment. Let us know what's going on in your life. Or if you like, you can also email me at support@roofingbusinessbuilder.com. And you can, you know, let us have suggestions on maybe things that you want to hear on the podcast, on the program. And again, I'm accepting a few more students right now. If you'd like to be a part of the Roofing Business Builder program, where you get my phone number if you're on a roof and you don't know what product you're looking at, or if you don't know what to say to a customer, there's very many scenarios that if you're crossing over from residential into commercial, it's good to have me in your pocket. So just let me know. Hit me up in an email or go to the website, and you can schedule a Zoom call with me through Calendly.
And go ahead and hit subscribe right now and click like and hit the bell so that way you'll be notified when another amazing episode comes out.
So that's pretty much it. I appreciate you all again. And until next time,
I don't always consult in commercial roofing, but when I do, I make millionaires. Stay wealthy, my friends.